Ryan Schaub, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
We're doing pretty well. It's not raining right now. But speaking of that, you know, with the rains that we've received this last week and with the, well, St. Patrick's Day just passing, people are going to be wanting to get out into their gardens. And what I would say is resist the temptation to go out and work those gardens, especially while they're so wet. How do we know when that soil is dry enough to be worked? Go out, kind of grab a handful of that soil. If it forms a clod, it's going to be too wet. If it kind of crumbles a little bit, we're about to that right point, and we can go ahead and work those soils. Don't just grab the soil on top of the ground, because that's where the sun's going to be in the wind, or going to dry it out the quickest. We need, if you're going to work it 3 inches down, we need to make sure that we go 3 inches down to test that soil. That will lead me right into the rest of my talk. You know, gardening, everybody wants to know why their garden didn't maybe perform the way they wanted it to last year. And they might call in and they might want a soil test done, and that's fine. Soil tests are relatively cheap, great idea to do, and gives us an idea of where you're at with your nutrients in the ground. But there's certain things a soil test can't tell me as well. For instance, poor soils or shallow soils. You know, if they're really shallow or there's rock not too far down, those plants aren't going to do as well. What about just poor soils in their clay? So those clay soils are an issue because, as most people I think realize, those plant roots need oxygen just about as much as they need water themselves. And those clay soils, when we get hot and dry this summer, really restrict that plant from getting that oxygen, and we'll see them go downhill. The thing we can do with in those situations is add some compost, kind of build those up a little bit. That will help, but a soil test doesn't necessarily tell me what kind of soil structure you got. The next thing would be, do you got enough sun in your garden? Think of this, flowering plants or fruiting plants need 6 to 8 hours of sunlight in order to perform. So spend a little bit of time out on a Saturday or Sunday and kind of see, do I have a building that's shading out my garden? Do I have trees that are in the way? Trees, I'm going to jump ships a little bit. If you thought your tomatoes last year showed herbicide damage, look around the garden. Is there a walnut tree? Walnuts have in their roots a natural herbicide, and they really affect tomato plants. And maybe it's not a walnut tree, but there, maybe you have an oak there and you always thought you were watering last year, having to fertilize. Well, those tree roots might be soaking up some of that water or utilizing those nutrients for itself and not leaving enough for the garden plants. So kind of pay attention to what you got surrounding your garden. And then a soil test doesn't also tell me what kind of watering techniques you use. Are you watering overhead so you're getting all the foliage wet? And if you're doing that, I would encourage you to do that in the morning and not in the evening. That will give you a better luck and you won't have as many disease issues. But if we can keep that off and use a soaker hose or water just the soil, we'll be a little bit better off there and keep those disease issues kind of pushed to the side. But maybe we're not watering enough. There's a lot of people, I think, get an adult beverage and we might go out and we'll water with the hose, and as soon as our drink runs out, we're like, you know what, these plants, they've probably got enough of a drink too. What that's doing is just watering the surface, and so we're encouraging those roots to stay very shallow instead of going deep down into the soil. And when we get a really big first heat wave of the summer, your plants are going to start to wilt and you're going to be like, what's going on? Why are my plants dying? Well, it might be because their roots just haven't been encouraged to go down into the soil profile. On the flip side of all that, so maybe we went from too little water to, there is such thing as too much water as well, and that can become an issue. So watering is one of those things that can be a little bit tricky. But you know, if you have questions, please give me a call. The office number 785 448-6826, and we'll see if we can help you figure out some of those issues.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 640, Frontier Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agency.